In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know today that the Lord knows when a sparrow falls to the ground? Do you know today that he has your hairs counted? Do you know today that he hears and answers prayer? Do you know that today? That you are loved with an everlasting love. You say, but I feel so alone. I am with you always, even unto the end of time, the Bible tells us. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. This is real. This is true. It's so easy to get our eyes off of Jesus and put them on the circumstances of our lives. Rather, keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the circumstances of our lives will be moved. How we need to know that. That's why we need a preacher to continue to preach to us about the Word of God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about his salvation, about his resurrection. Oh yes, how we need preachers that would preach the Lord Jesus Christ. What else is there to preach? I know. Some people go to Mass and say they didn't even mention Jesus today. Jamie used to say, we go to Mass and we count the number of times they mention Jesus, and not much. You see, if you don't mention Jesus, you don't preach about Jesus, what are you going to preach about? Going to preach about your life only as was changed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we are living in a dark era, and the only one to save us from this darkness is the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in the 9th chapter of St. John, I am the light of the world. Not I think I am, but I am the light of the world. This is what Jesus said, and this is what Jesus means. Apart from Jesus, there is only darkness. Do not be apart from Jesus today. Tell him, I surrender to you, Lord. I give you my life, Lord. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. I need you. We're looking at the 10th chapter of St. John. Truly, truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a bandit. The way you enter the sheepfold is by the gate. And you know who the gate is? The Lord Jesus. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus called you by name today, not by number. We have so many numbers we have to memorize. Number on my phone, number of my Social Security, this number, that number. The number in the bank. Jesus doesn't call us by number. He calls us by name. Muriel, Francis, Frank, John, Thomas, Juliet. Oh yes, he calls us by name. But do we hear that name? And he calls it in a loving way. He doesn't call it Thomas. No, he calls it in a loving way. He who went to the cross for us calls our name in a loving way. So let's continue. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Not only does he call us by name, but we understand and hear his voice. We know the voice of the shepherd. Oh, yes. The shepherd doesn't give us torment. Torment is of another spirit. Sometimes we think that's what the Lord is telling us. If it comes with torment, that needs to be flushed in the toilet. If it comes with torment, torment is not of God. Only love is of God. Only peace is of God. Only faith is of God. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. Do you know the voice of the shepherd? Do you know when he speaks to you? Oh, yes. Do you know the voice of Jesus when he speaks to you? Not with any malice, not with any torment, not with any evil, but he speaks to you, and we know his voice, the voice of the shepherd. It's Jesus, the good shepherd. And before we even say that in the scriptures, the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He heals my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is with me. You see, it's all about Jesus. Genesis to Revelation, all about Jesus. You've got to find him in the Bible. I was just reading today Isaiah 11, and it's all about Jesus being born from David's stock, Jesse's stock. Oh, yes, it's all about Jesus. It's not about anyone else. It's not even about the church. We do not preach the church. We preach Christ, and he builds up the church. See, that's the secret. We do not build up, we do not preach the church. We preach Christ, and he builds up the church. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. I remember being in the Holy Land once, and I said to a shepherd, "Can I call your sheep to move?" He said, "Try it." I said, "Sheep, move." And they kept on eating grass. I did it 3 times. And they kept on eating grass. Then the shepherd said, "Sheep, move." And they started to move. Why? Because they know his voice. Do you know the voice of the good shepherd? Oh, God, Holy Spirit, help us to know the voice of the good shepherd. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits," Pharisees, Sadducees. They came before me, thieves. Thieves. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. "I am the gate," Jesus says. "Whoever enters by me will be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So in your prayer, if you're tormented, it's the thief. If you feel that you're not loved, it's the thief. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, yes. But he has no power over those who surrender their lives to Jesus. He has no power over them, for they turn back to Jesus, the gate. They turn back to Jesus, the good shepherd. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Do you know that Jesus laid down his life for you? He was a living sacrifice upon the tree of the cross. Do you know that if you were the only one, he would have done it for you or for me? Do you know that today? The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves them. Why? Because they're backed up by money. The hired hand has worked for money, not for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. Oh yes, that's what the devil also likes to do, scatter us. Put one against another. I'm for Paul. I'm for John. I'm for Apollos. Paul says, were these people crucified for you? You've got to be for Jesus. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to separate us. That's what he comes to do. And you know what? He's been very faithful in doing it. It started with the Orthodox Catholic experience. He caused us to split, and we split. We're still split. We can't even think of a day like Easter to have a common experience of the resurrection. How sad. How sad. The hired man, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep, runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. He cares for the check that he receives. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. We know his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Listen, if you do not know the voice of the Lord, ask him. I want to know your voice. And if it comes with non-peace, it's not the shepherd. If it comes with, you did this, it's not the shepherd. The shepherd gives us grace to repent under the power of his name, under the power of his blood. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Jesus says he knows us the way the Father knows him. He loves us the way the Father loves him. This is amazing. This is God. This is what Jesus is telling us today. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Thank you, Lord, for laying down your life for me, for us. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. Well, we don't have that now, I'll tell you. I'm a Catholic, and I'm against Protestants. I'm a Protestant, and I'm against Catholics. So foolish. So foolish. Rather than say that, we should say, thank God they're both preaching the Good Shepherd. Thank God they're both preaching Christ. Thank God they're both preaching the Lord. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me. Why? Because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. I lay down my life on the cross in order to take it up again in the resurrection. Oh, yes, we serve a risen Lord who has conquered sin, Satan, and death. Oh, yes, we serve a risen Lord. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again in the resurrection. I have received this command from my Father. I have power to lay it down on the cross. I have power to take it up again in the resurrection. I have received this command from my Father. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, he has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him? Others were saying, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? We saw Jesus doing that in the 9th chapter of St. John. This is the 10th chapter, verse 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter. What is that festival? It's Hanukkah. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. They don't believe. They don't believe because of the works. They don't believe because they don't know the voice of the shepherd. They don't believe because they're apart from God. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Oh, yes, Lord, we love your voice, your tender voice, your voice that calls us to reach for more of the Holy Spirit, your voice that calls us to be loved with an everlasting love. We know your voice. And help us when we hear other voices to say, no, this is not the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd loves me. The voice of the shepherd laid down his life for me. The voice of the shepherd took up his life again in the resurrection. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Do you know that today? That no devil can snatch you out of the hand of Jesus, the scarred hand of Jesus. No one can snatch you out of his hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch out of my Father's hand. So no one can snatch you out of Jesus' hand. No one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Oh, can you say to Jesus, Jesus and I are one. We are one. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The Father and I are one. So the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus replied, I've shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God. He is true God and true man. We enter into it through his manhood and receive his divinity. Oh, yes, how much we need to know. He is true man and true God. Jesus answered, Is it not written in your law? I said you are gods. If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that by one another whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am God's son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest Jesus again, but he escaped from their hands. He went away across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true. What did he say? Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. What else did he say? I am not worthy to unstrap his sandal. He is greater than I. He must increase. I must decrease, John said. Many came to him, and they were saying, John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true, and many believed in Jesus there. Like, do you believe? Oh, I believe in Jesus. No, that's not what I'm asking you. Do you believe in Jesus? That he went to the cross for you as a living sacrifice? That he died for you? That he was buried for you? That he rose from the dead for you? Do you believe in the Paschal mystery? I do. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. I cannot exist without him. I need him 100% of my life. There is no part of my life that doesn't need Jesus. And yet, when we go to him, he says, No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Surrender unto the Lord, and he will do everything for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.